ever feel like you're just like adrift?
Yeah.
You know, everything's kind of swirling around you. You just want something solid to hold on to.
Oh yeah, I know that feeling.
Well, today we're diving into something that really gets at that feeling.
Okay.
It's a text called 67-2020 Do Not Grow Weary in Prayer.txt.
Okay.
And it's all about well, prayer.
Makes sense.
But especially like in times of uncertainty when things
Oh.
feel really, really shaky.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that jumped out at me about this text is how it talks about how fickle humans are.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like how steady and unchanging God is.
Yeah, it's like this amazing contrast that it sets up right from the beginning.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, humans, we're always changing our minds and, you know,
Right.
our moods and our direction.
Yeah, it's like, think of that friend. He's like, pizza, pizza, pizza. And then the next day it's like, no, tacos, only tacos.
Exactly. And it's like, God doesn't do that, you know?
No, he's
Yeah.
not like swayed by the latest trends or what people are saying. He's solid. He's
Yeah.
constant. And the text really, really emphasizes that. It uses this great phrase,
Oh, yeah.
God changes not.
He is ever the same.
Yeah, he is ever the same. And I think that's so important for us to remember
Absolutely.
because it means that when we look to him,
Yeah.
like his promises are reliable.
Yeah, you can count on him.
It's like having that friend who's always there for you no matter what.
No matter what, yeah.
No.
It's like a sure foundation in a world that just feels so uncertain.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder though, like if God already knows everything
Right.
and his will is unchanged, like why even pray?
That's a really good question.
You know.
It's something a lot of people struggle with. And I
Yeah.
think, this text helps us to understand that a little bit better
Wow.
because
Okay.
imagine if you were, praying to someone who was as fickle as we are,
Okay.
like that friend who's like, pizza, tacos.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if God was like that.
If one day he was granting your request and the next day he was like, nope, not
Yeah,
interested.
would you even bother?
Would it even be worth it? Would
No.
it even feel like, your prayers were being heard?
Yeah, it would feel like a total waste of time.
Right. And so, but what we see in the Bible, and the text points to this as well, in places like Jeremiah 29:1-2,
Okay.
is that God has a plan for us.
Right.
A plan for hope, a plan for a future.
Yeah.
And so it's not about, trying to twist God's arm to get him to do what we want.
Right.
It's about aligning ourselves with his will.
Right.
And prayer is how we do that.
So we're not so much changing God's mind, but we're
No.
kind of like,
We're opening ourselves up
well,
to what
he
he
just
has.
wants to do.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And when we do that, the text also mentions all these like great and precious promises
Oh, yeah.
in the Bible. And I was thinking about like in 1 John, it talks about like if we ask anything according to his will,
He hears us.
he hears us and we receive it.
And it's not like a genie in a bottle situation.
Right.
It's about relationship.
Yeah.
It's about trust.
Right.
And it's about that communication back and forth with God.
Yeah, and I think so much of what we talk about on the show is like how important that relationship is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and God wants to hear from us, not because he needs
Oh,
information.
right.
He knows everything already,
Right.
he desires that connection.
Yeah.
He wants us to come to him.
It's like who wants to walk with us through our lives,
Exactly.
And I think so often, especially when things are uncertain,
Yeah.
we kind of crave that.
And crave that stability, that
Yeah.
assurance, that peace.
And I love how this text brings in this powerful imagery from Psalm 46.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, it talks about like mountains crumbling and waters roaring and the earth itself like
It's
shaking.
like the ultimate picture of chaos.
Right. It's
Yeah.
like if you want to imagine like a really unstable situation, that's it.
It's that.
It's like everything falling apart around you.
Yeah, and yet in the middle of that,
Yeah.
the psalm says that God is our
Our
refuge and
strength.
strength
Yeah.
and an ever-present help in trouble.
Like he's right there with
It's
us.
like no matter how crazy things get around us,
Yeah.
he's that solid ground we can stand on.
Yeah, and that image of being unafraid, even when everything is falling apart, it's
Yeah.
just so powerful.
But how do we do that? Like
Okay.
in real life,
Yeah.
when you're facing a job loss or a health scare or relationships falling apart, how do you find that unafraid feeling when?
And everything inside you is screaming, be afraid.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to remembering who God is,
Yeah.
remembering that he's unchanging,
Right.
remembering that he is our
So
refuge.
it's like we shift our focus.
We shift our focus from the storm to the one who can calm the storm.
Okay.
And you know, prayer becomes less about escaping the storm and more about finding shelter in the middle of it.
So instead of like staring at the waves crashing around you,
yeah,
you're focusing on like the rock that you're standing on.
Exactly.
And that's what this text is all about, right?
Yeah, it's about remembering that even when we're feeling fickle, even when the world feels unpredictable, God's character is constant.
And that's what our prayers are built on.
That's the foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're feeling lost or uncertain or even afraid, just remember, you're not alone.
God is with you.
And he invites you to come to him in prayer.
He wants to hear from you.
Not to change his mind.
Right.
But to change yours.
Yeah, to give you strength.
Yeah.
To give you guidance.
And to give you that peace that only he can offer.
Yeah.
And it makes me think, you know, if God already knows what we need, maybe prayer is less about informing him and more about transforming us.
That's a great thought to leave us with.
What do you think?
I think that's something worth pondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a good one.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.